Welcome to this week's episode of Career and Life Hacks for Busy People, the best 5 minutes you can spend working on improving your career and your life. I'm your host, Joanne Ekton, author of Make Your Job Great and creator of the Team Maximizer Framework. In this episode, we're going to focus on what you can do to help position yourself for more success in your career. I've often said that people will be inspired to do their best work when three things are true. One is they're doing something that they like to do. Two is it's something that they're good at. And three is that it's something that they believe is important. When was the last time you thought about all the different things you do at work and which of them you actually like to do or that you were any good at? Most of us just play the position we're put in. If you're hired to be a software developer, you just write code, right? Well, not really. That software developer has to work with the business to understand what's needed, work with the team to make sure that everyone knows what to do, design it, build it, test it, deploy it, whatever. On top of that are all the other administrative burdens like timesheets and such. So any given job has a lot of different activities outside that core role. The basic reality is that when you're working on things that you like to do, and those are generally the things you're good at, you're happy at work. And if you're working on something you're good at but don't like it, it demotivates you. It takes away your energy. However, you'll do all sorts of things you don't like to do if you believe that what you're doing is important, that it takes you closer to some goal that you think is important. Marcus Buckingham, a famous author and motivational speaker, says that people only get to use their strengths at work on a consistent basis about 12% of the time. Think about that. That's less than 5 hours out of the work week. The rest of the time we're working on things we don't like or that we're not so good at or both. Is there any wonder why people hate their jobs? So how do we fix this? You need to spend some time uncovering what your true strengths are. Not necessarily just what you're good at, but what energizes you. I once worked with a company that had gone through a merger between a company based in the South and another based in New York City. I kept being asked to join these conference calls where things were getting really heated with people yelling and arguing with each other, and they asked me to join these calls to help them defuse the situation. Apparently, I had a way of speaking that helped calm them down and get them focused on solving the problem rather than wasting a whole bunch of energy pointing fingers at each other. Well, who knew? I never knew I had that skill until then. But it isn't something I consider a strength. It drained me. I really didn't enjoy doing it. So as you go through this exercise of figuring out your strengths, pay attention to both dimensions, what you like and what you're good at. I also highly recommend taking the StrengthsFinders assessment. You can find that online, and there's a link in the show notes for this also. Now that you have an idea of your strengths, now what? Now you need to consciously find more opportunities to use those strengths at work and start to pull away from the other things that don't use your strengths. Focus on building up your strengths even further and don't worry about fixing your weaknesses. Smart people know what they're good at and surround themselves with other people that offset the things that they're not so good at. If you can shift work around to offload the things that are not your strengths, then do it. Spend as much time as you can working on the things that play to your strengths, even if those things are outside your normal job responsibilities. Start to position yourself to where you can provide the most value. And if that means you need to leave your current job, then start looking. You'll not get ahead in your career just by doing what you're told. Most people get it backwards and learn how to be competent in some role that they're hired to do. Find your new unique genius and then find the best role to fit that. Now, in our last few sessions, we spent some time taking stock of who we are, how others perceive us, and what we like to do. Next week, we'll wrap it all up and put a bow on it by defining our unique personal brand.